bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen, plus setting people up, a trap baby, and a three-way gone wrong.
Found ourselves once again ready to talk about the single life. With us in the studio, we have Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
She has her...
Here, play the beginning of that again. Go ahead. Back it up.
Yes, can't they were inducted in 2018, apparently.
Oh, well, they just got in.
Now, there's Chick McGee, and that's Josh over there.
Hi.
Christy Lee just mentioned something. And then Ace Cosby is our engineer. Thank you very much. This is Tom speaking. Do we have Ms. Breen on the phone?
I am here.
Hey,
hi, Allie.
How are you?
Hi, guys. Good.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Now, it's a new year.
Yes.
Very good, Tom.
Do you have any dating, personal dating resolutions, a New Year's resolution?
No resolutions. No, but I'm back. I'm starting to dip my toe back in the dating pool again.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Aha!
Is this, are we using the digital...
Not yet. I haven't gone that far yet, but I just...
No, Tom doesn't mean...
He meant digital penetration.
Not, I apologize.
Oh, boy.
I meant are you using the apps is what I meant.
Dating websites.
No dating apps yet. I'm just going with friends, setting me up with friends type of situation so far.
All right. That always works.
Yeah, I know. Now everyone's going to hate each other.
You'd be great. You'd be great with Allie.
I know.
What's wrong with that? Uh-huh. That's how people used to meet other people before dating apps. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Except when it doesn't work out, you can blame so many people.
Well, there's that part. But...
Wait a minute. Hold it. You set people up.
I love setting people up.
See, this is the problem.
That's why I like finding houses for people. I like to match people up.
Yeah, but then then when they get the house and the house is terrible and the pipes leak and the roof's bad. It's like if someone ever says, hey, do you have a good doctor?
Mm-hmm.
You go, yeah. And then
I'm keeping him.
and then they go to that doctor and they don't. If something doesn't work out, suddenly it's your fault.
All right.
So.
I don't see it that way, but you guys go right ahead.
Okay.
Seems nosy.
Do you have a good track record, Christy?
I think it's nosy.
Do what?
Do you have a good track record with setting people up?
Well, I have my cousin married somebody I set him up with.
How's that going?
Okay.
They have four children. They have a nice home in Georgia.
Watch this, Ace. Didn't that French loudmouth that Josh and I met, didn't she?
I did not fix her up with her. I didn't fix her up. But she's married.
Gosh, she would poor not bastard. Shut up. Yeah.
Many years ago, Christy tried to set me up.
Oh. How'd that go?
Her favorite hobby was scrapbooking.
Who was that?
Someone from your gym?
I don't remember that. I think you're making that up.
No, no.
I don't know anybody who scrapbooks.
I bet you do.
No.
You may not know.
I don't believe that.
I don't think I do.
You're going to like her, Ace. She knits those Christmas sweaters with doggies and kitties on them.
She takes Pringles cans and crochets over them and makes holiday candles. Isn't that nice?
Oh, what? I need that number now.
Remember the doll that they used to make that would go over the toilet roll?
Yes.
Oh,
my grandma had one of those.
Sure.
She's covered in dust.
Do you?
No one ever cleaned it.
Who in this, and answer this honestly, you too, Allie, who has a rug that forms around the base of their toilet.
Oh, as a kid, we had one of those.
I don't.
Oh, no. I remember
one.
Those.
Yeah. I currently do not, but I don't mind those.
How about a toilet seat cover? A furry toilet seat?
Right. I don't have any of those. No.
Or those squishy ones. Those toilet seats. Like those.
When you sit down, they go...
No, and they would crack.
The squishy ones, though, the advantage is they tend to be warmer.
Yeah.
They do. And for those of us... For those of us who
Am
have
I right?
No...
Tom was said that like he was right. something right. very important. They're very warm.
I think he enjoyed it.
And for those of us who have no ass... Sometimes those are necessary to keep your legs from passing out after 40 seconds.
You have an ass, Josh. I'm right here.
Self-deprecating. Okay.
Self-defecating in this case. As Tom said. So have you gone on an actual date, Allie?
Yeah, I went to my perfect date on yesterday, Sunday. I went to brunch and a matinee.
Oh. What'd you see?
The Jagged Little Pill, the Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It's good. I thought it was going to be her life story. It is not. It's the weirdest. I mean,
it's Diablo like Cody, isn't it? Cody wrote the book.
I think is that who wrote it? I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know anything about it.
So what's it about?
It just uses her music.
It
right?
uses her music. It's a Connecticut family that has like every modern problem that known to man. It's like they have kids. One of the kids is facing pressure getting into school. The other kid's an adopted black girl who's kind of a lesbian. There's kind drug problems. There's
So why didn't they just name it NPR?
Yeah.
Well played, sir. Well done. I think we're done here. We have done our work. We can just hang up the phone.
I think we know what's going on.
You know where to this broadcast is paid for by listeners like you and Jennifer and Ted Stanley. Whatever happened to them, by the way? Are they dead?
I think, isn't that how they get on there? Aren't they dead when they say
well,
that?
Well, no, Bill and Melinda Gates are still alive.
That's true.
They're
yeah, yeah.
Out
that's
every
right.
10 seconds.
Oh, the croc stuff. The point is, Allie, so how'd the date go? Was there any little kissy face afterward?
Little kissy face?
It was good. There was a little kissy face afterwards, but then I had a show, so we just, I basically had like an hour to hang out afterwards, and then I
He didn't
I
go to the show?
Meet, so. No, I hate inviting people to shows unless it's unless we're way in.
Gotcha.
Okay. What was this guy's first name?
David.
David. Okay. Mm. So did you exchange digits, as they say?
No.
Well, we already
they
had
said
done
that. There was no digital.
No.
Oh, you meant numbers. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. That's
so, oh, yeah, that hour was really eventful.
Has he texted you back?
Yeah, we've been texting. Well, because it was funny. He's a finance guy, and we were making fun of it. I mean, the crowd was like the most woke crowd you could possibly imagine. But then right in front of us was like the 38th richest man in the U.S. And I only knew that he's a finance guy, and a bunch of these guys were going up and like fanboying over him.
How do they know?
Which was
how
did you know he was 38th?
We looked at it was something like, I tried to look it up now before I called because I was like, I can't remember his name, but he looked it up and he's like in the top 50 of some sort. His name, I can't remember what it was.
So it just goes to show no matter how much money you have, you have to suffer through an Alanis Morissette play.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't hear.
This guy's recently divorced, so he's with this new model-y type girl that I think
Poor guy. Every moment he's thinking, God, I wish I were crunching numbers and making more money.
She wanted to go.
But how funny that guys noticed it. Like, the guys know him as if he's a, you
well,
know,
if you're in that industry.
The financial world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Financial rock star in misery. Good for him. Allie, do we have any letters today?
Absolutely. We got some good ones. Here we go. Dear Allie, my girlfriend and I talked about doing a threesome for months now. Over the holidays, she brought a friend home after a party as a surprise. Mm-hmm. I offered her a drink while we were talking, and she wanted wine. We only had liquor, so my girlfriend ran to the store to get some wine. And when she got back,
sounds like a porn movie.
Oh, wait. We're already in bed.
Oh.
No matter what we said, she refused to join us and has now been furious with me for weeks saying that I cheated. I don't think this counts as cheating, does it?
Oh,
you cheated.
No. Were they already in bed doing stuff or were they just lying in bed waiting for her?
I think the implication
it sounds like they were in bed doing
flagrant.
Doing.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
She was
you messed
even
up,
in the
dude.
Building.
You really messed up. This was supposed
she had
to be.
She left the building.
Right.
This was there's lots of mistakes here.
Yeah.
She's all uptight, man.
She
come
had
on.
To be involved.
No, she exactly. She needed to be there for everything.
Right.
And consented.
The thought of her.
Right, you just had a cheat session. They didn't have a threesome at all.
No, the anticipation of her walking in was what fueled that. So I can argue any side you want, if you'd like.
Yeah, you had a
That's
two-way.
That's probably what he argued, because it sounds like they were begging her to get in and join them. Like, you're what we were missing.
Yeah. In the words of Rocky Squirrel,
that trick never works.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
No, you made a mistake. This was supposed to be the three of you in every aspect.
Are you mad?
That was the intent, either, because... Did they even clarify that she was there for that purpose, or just because you talked about it one time in the past?
It sounds like they were all on board.
It sounds like, but
yeah,
still.
I mean, that would be wild if that wasn't the case and he managed to talk her into that.
Right. Like,
she should have said, I thought you only drank wine. Because wasn't that the reason that she left?
Yeah. To go get wine, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They should have sent him to get the wine.
They absolutely should have
said that. Yeah, he's the one that should have.
Well, what if they start going at it and he walks off?
He would have loved it.
He would have been okay with it.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
That's
at an orgy, is there spooning and cuddling after the...
Not so much, I wouldn't think.
You don't think so?
No. Maybe with the...
But if it's a friend and not a random person, you still think no?
God.
I wonder if he finished.
He's a guy.
Sounds like it. Because it sounds like no matter how much we begged her, she refused to join. It sounds like after she was mad, they still continued
to... That's what
to...
I want to know. Did she storm out and they're like, well, we're here.
Well, okay.
Oh, man.
Might as well do this.
Messy.
Now they're happy because old dead weight's gone.
Old Grumpus hit the bricks.
Old grumpy pants.
Okay. Next letter.
That's the issue, too. I would think if you wanted to do this, you should get a random person, maybe. I guess that would still be as
like
bad.
A drifter or a hobo.
That way you can kill him afterwards.
Exactly.
Pick up a hitchhiker
and really get an erection. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah. Wow. I think, as I said earlier, I thought we'd done our work earlier. I think we're done.
No, we gotta have another letter.
I feel good about today.
That. Okay, what else
I feel good about.
What else you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, I've been dating a really wealthy guy, and we got crazy over the weekend, and he shot his goal, so to speak, while I had no goalie in place.
Okay.
The next morning, he went out to get breakfast, and he came home with Starbucks and Plan B, which he insisted I take in front of him.
Oh. Romantic.
I found it super insulting, as I'm not trying to have his trap baby. Should I be mad or let it go?
Oh, I think, I mean...
How is this guy number 38 or number 37?
Yeah. How rich are we talking?
I don't know how I feel about a person who knows the term trap baby.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
I never heard of that in my life. It's accurate, but
yeah.
Like, I guess if you were that concerned about it, you should have aimed somewhere else.
No.
Right?
No.
Right?
You can't make him take it, though.
On her back.
That is
on
true. Her back. On her back.
Like, you knew what you were doing, obviously, and you knew she didn't have anything, so then why did you just...
Apparently,
I believe
in the intro to the letter, whatever happened rather quickly.
Yeah, and you can use Plan B. That's why it's there for these kind of unfortunate... incidences.
Yeah. I'm with Jess, though. He can't force her to take it, although she should. I mean, he should have ground it up and put it in her.
Oh, they're deception.
Right. Yeah, that's Mickey Finley, the poor girl. Yeah.
And then had a drifter come in and framed him for the murder.
Get a really good erection.
Full of good ideas.
That's right.
She ends up pregnant and goes missing. At least we have this for evidence.
I don't know how I feel about this. I think... You know, she did it. So, I mean, did he ask her out again? Are they a couple?
Exactly.
On?
It kind of depends on.
Yeah.
You can either get over it and see him again, or you.
Or you just don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I say it's God's will. That's what I say.
Well, she's not going to have that trap, baby.
My pharmacist ain't got no room in my bed.
Plan B pharmaceutical is the Plan B pharmaceutical sold in machines? Yeah.
I don't know, sold in the drugstore. I don't know if it's in a machine.
It's like getting Sudafed. Right? Yeah. I need that.
So you got to wait for the drugstore to open and.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
This guy wasn't keeping it in his medicine.
No, it sounds like he went out and picked it up. That would be a bad sign if he just had them in his apartment.
How funny if he had a drawer full. Yeah.
Hey, at least he paid for it. It's like $50.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was 19.
No,
it's pretty crazy.
Wow.
She had a baby.
Yeah.
You have a lot.
Okay.
Well. It doesn't always work. It doesn't always
Plan
work.
B?
I remember the next morning I bought it and took it, and she still got pregnant.
We've got jokes!
Let's get one more letter in, Allie.
Dear Allie, I just started dating a girl right before Christmas, so I only got her a small gift, a blanket. She's big on social media, and she's really crazy about it, so she asked if she could pretend that I bought her flowers for the gram. No problem. She then went on to send herself a huge bouquet of roses, chocolates, and champagne, complete with doing a fake pour and toast, claiming it was all from me.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, should I be glad I didn't actually have to do any of this?
She's crazy.
Run. Two jobs.
Get out.
Two words, nut and job.
Yes.
Yeah, run.
Well, if only her parents had used a plan B.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nuts.
Oh, my God.
Nobody likes this girl.
Insane.
No, that's
insane.
Yep, get out.
I got to do it.
I mean, on the other
gram.
Hand, he got the credit and didn't have to buy her a thing.
That's fine, but now get out.
Yeah, but every time you speak to this woman, I bet she mentions the gram or Facebook in the first
I don't trust
senses.
This chick at all. Yeah. You got to be careful breaking up with her. She's going to post a picture of her with makeup as a black eye and go, look what he did to me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Don't give her any ideas.
This girl's nuts.
God, I thought I was paranoid. That's great, Josh.
She's going to ruin
fantastic.
Him.
Fantastic.
And you don't
She's
want
gonna...
me to be a hermit. Okay. All right. See what happens?
We've gotten a lot done here, Allie. Are you working this weekend?
Yes, I'm in New York. I'm at The Stand in New York on Friday and Saturday.
Now, is this guy going to go with you?
No, she just said that.
I know, but
no,
she...
it'll be a... Why? I mean, I guess he could show up. I would hate that if that happened, though. I'll invite him down the road if things are good.
Is David a wealthy gentleman?
Are you asking if I'm going to try to have his trap baby?
Is he well to do?
He's comfortable.
He does very well.
All right,
good.
Maybe that should be my New Year's resolution. Just date rich men. The dates are a lot of
yes.
fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wear like a Plan B t-shirt. See if it says anything.
Yeah.
Just say, I'm cool.
Are you 486? Just have it right
I would imagine head. A lot of people would say a lot of stuff.
We used to have a bit called Are You 469. That was such a classic. You can't play that anymore.
That's good birth control.
Yeah, 69 is pretty good birth control.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, Allie, it's always a great pleasure to talk to you.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.